The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
Yeah, let's go, dude.
Oh, shit.
My bedtime's at 9. We got 45 minutes.
Your bedtime's at 9? Oh, my. Yeah. Wow. What a fucking baby. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Let's get this fucking Let's just fucking put this motherfucker to bed now. All right.
Yeah.
With that, you're getting better at that. Hey, hello and welcome to the NPC Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. There are a lot of gaming podcasts out there. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there. And not all of them had to do an hour of fucking traffic from Hollywood to downtown. And it's a bullshitty time. But hey, I made it. Anyways, I'm your host, Anthony Fuentes. And with me, of course, is James Brizuela.
What it is, Job Turkey.
Oh, my God. what was that from? Fuck, was it Semi-Pro?
Well, no. I'm doing it from Double Take.
Oh shit! That's a good thing. That's an obscure one.
Yeah, but they do say it's a very big bit in Semi-Pro.
Well. That's right. All right, and then we got, of course, the three drinks in and super tired Alex Cordova. That's all. Okay, whole ass obscure reference and just like. All right. Well, fucking February's wrapping up here. Next time you'll see us, it'll likely be March. So let's get maybe a couple episodes in. Or, yeah, a couple quick bits.
Fucking February. I love it. Yep. That's what I like to hear.
Yep. Who's got the quick bits this week? Who wants them? I'll take it.
Who did it last week? Did I do it last week?
I don't even fucking know.
I think I did it because I was gone the episode before that.
I did
yeah,
Paul
sure.
World shit.
Just
yeah.
Just gotcha. Burp into my ear. That's
yep,
great.
That's enjoy great. That. Listeners put love that. Mouth. All right, quick.
No, I don't enjoy that.
Quick bits. Anyways, Sony says the PlayStation 5 is entering the latter stages of its life cycle, also stating that they are not releasing any major franchise titles until at least April 2025.
Bullshit. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fucking whatever.
Sorry.
That's a rug pull attempt right there. Batman Arkham Knight player count has increased by 51% since the release of Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. That's funny. And fun fact, according to Steam charts, Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, wow, that's a terrible fucking acronym. Mm-hmm. Like SSKTJL.
Yeah.
Its all-time peak was just 13,000 players at launch. And in the last 24 hours, the peak was only 1,331 people playing the game. Fat LOL on that one right there. Holy shit.
Yep.
Sonic 3 movie logo was officially unveiled, as well as a limited series starring Knuckles on Paramount Plus. And one more quick update, if you are a fan of Sonic Adventure 2, fucking Live and Learn is confirmed to be on that soundtrack, baby. Live and Learn! Dude, that's such a banger. Anyways, we'll just finish the quick bits. They're all quick.
Do it. Do them all. Do them all.
Florida Joker update. He drops his futile attempt to sue Rockstar and instead begs them to let him do voiceover for the game. Oh, mm-hmm. Shit. Two more. Ubisoft defends Skull and Bones $70 price tag, calling it a quadruple A title. Oh, boy. And, of course, Spider-Man 2 New Game Plus finally launches on March 7th, as we leaked several months ago. So, hey, fucking doing it. Anyways, what do y'all think of this quick round of news?
Who's going first?
Whoever wants it to. Whoever
wants it. I don't know. Kill the Justice. Kill the Justice League. Ha ha.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I got. No, I'm excited about Knuckles. I love those movies. I think they are the absolute perfect video game adaptations.
Mm.
And I love that they're just giving us a little, hey, here's a little hold you over series while you wait for Sonic 3 to come out. So I'm super about it, and I can't wait to watch it.
Did you guys see who the bad guy is in that movie, though? I mean, in that series? Did you notice who it was?
No, in the series, no.
Wait, Knuckles. They showed it in the trailer?
Yeah, the bad guy. The guy.
I didn't see who the bad guy. Oh,
it's the fucking Hound, bro. The Hound is the bad
guy. Oh, the Hound. Yeah. I did see that. And I forgot to bring it up. I started laughing because I was like, oh god, it's the fucking Hound.
He's like, I'm gonna take his Knuckles' powers. I'm like, I heard a little bit of the Hound. I was like, fuck.
Oh this. Yeah, dude.
I'm there.
Fuck the king.
Fuck the hedgehog.
By the way, there's one. I don't know if we brought it up in the last episode.
I'm gonna eat every Did fucking chili dog in this room.
Wow.
But, you gonna die for a chili dog?
Yeah. Somebody is. he sees Sonic. He's like, you're a talker. Talkers make me thirsty. Anyway, I don't know if we brought this up or not in the last episode. I don't remember, but our boy Jim Carrey is also officially back as Eggman.
That's true.
Didn't bring it up.
So Sonic 3 will bring the return of Jim Carrey, who had said he was retiring, but would return only if the script was right. And apparently the script is right for Sonic 3. Again, if you have not seen these movies, the first two are fucking awesome.
You know what else?
Perfect.
Yes. You know what else we didn't even report on Sonic 3? There's a little rumor here. We're throwing a little rumor right now on Sonic 3.
Did
you guys hear who's supposed to voice Shadow?
I heard.
Wait, no. Uh-huh. I missed
you. Haven't heard?
No.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Our boy, dude.
Which boy?
The boy.
Hayden Christensen himself is supposedly going to be the voice of Shadow.
I'm there for it,
that's
dude.
Perfect.
I am so there for it.
Fuck yes.
I love that. That's awesome.
Dude, and they keep bringing in better and better people. I mean, obviously Jim Carrey's great. And then they bring in Idris Elba as Sonic, which was also great. And then they're like, by the way, we're going to top that. We're going to bring fucking Hayden Christensen in as Shadow. Like,
I'm going to take you down, Shadow. You will try.
Oh, I hope that's in there, dude.
Oh, my God. That's great casting. I'm there for it, dude. I love that shit.
They get Darth Vader in the movie, and then they get fucking the Hound in the Paramount Plus series. Dude, I'm there for it all.
Oh yeah, and I forgot they added Kristen Ritter is gonna be in it.
Oh yeah,
and I forgot who else they added, but yeah, it's gonna be great. And the first two movies were fantastic. Mm-hmm. Watch them if you have not, and wait for this series to come out, which is gonna be equally as badass.
Yeah, I'm about it honestly. Also, I think Jim Carrey just loves playing Dr. Robotnik. You can see him having fun. Like, purely, he's having a great time on this set playing this character, so.
Well, I think it goes to, like, him being able to return to the silliness of the role that he used to play.
That's what makes it,
like, all that physical slapstick comedy that he was so good at when he first started out.
He was good at it.
Yeah, like, 30 years later, he gets to go back to that and just have fun on set, I'm assuming, so, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm with it. Also, I don't think it was a notable actor that did Tails' voice, but I gotta say, like, they nailed
it's
Tails.
It's a Tails voice actor.
Yeah, that was the OG toy. The OG Tails voice.
She's the only one they asked to voice Tails, but voice a character.
She's fucking perfect, man.
Yeah, she's been voicing Tails for like years on all the video games.
Yeah, that's great. Honest, like this series is made for fans. That's for sure. Unlike Suicide Squad, Kill the fucking Justice League, which is, I don't know who that shit was made for.
Yes,
I'm so glad. I don't want to piss on the ashes here so much.
Real quick bit. This just in.
Oh.
The DICE Award for Action Game of the Year goes to Marvel Spider-Man 2. What up?
Okay. Well, you finally got a fucking award. That's nice.
Just had to throw that in there. I just saw it on Twitter.
A real comic book video game right there, dude.
Yeah, there you go.
Bullshit ass.
Just in time.
Yeah. Live service horseshit.
I have no desire to play this game at all.
I know.
I'm replaying all the Arkhams, which it looks like a lot of people are doing with the whole resurgence of Arkham Knight, which is like came out in 2015, and I don't know if you guys have seen screenshots of that shit, but on PC that shit looks absolutely like a next gen game.
It looks stupid.
I mean I could play on here but I have not played. I bought the collection.
Yeah.
And I dropped my phone. That's how excited I was about Arkham Knight.
that's how excited you were about Live and Learn being on the fucking soundtrack right there, baby.
People are so upset at fucking Kill the Justice League. They're like, man, fuck this inferior game that just came out. We're gonna go play an old fucking 8-year-old game.
Dude, okay, but Arkham Knight still looks like it's just one of them games that just never gonna look bad, no matter what platform.
Looks dumb.
Unless it's on the screen. Arkham Knight's story too is like it's fucking good.
God, I want to play Arkham Knight.
For you never played it?
No, no, I played a little bit. I never beat it.
Oh. What?
Yeah,
I know. Oh, dude.
I know. Dude.
I was good. I'm glad you said that because I was about to say some shit.
It's good. Yeah, yeah. I'll get to it. You know what? Maybe dude. That'd be the one to put on next because I want to finish up this game.
That story. That story is fucking good. Like, it's really, really good.
God, I don't want to play Arkham City again, actually. I've been having the urge for Arkham City. I don't know why.
Yeah, I just beat Arkham City, and there's shit that happened in that game where I'm like, I do not remember this at all, but I'm here for it. And
it's
also,
been a while.
I was going to say that, you know how a couple months ago we were talking about how, like, Spider-Man 2 was up there, and it may even be better than Arkham City, but no, it's not. It's,
yeah.
The story, like, there's story beats in that game that I totally forgot about when I replayed it, I'm like, yep, that's what I wanted.
Isn't the opening of Arkham City with Deathstroke?
No, that's
isn't that Night?
No, Deathstroke isn't that one. He's in Origins.
Yeah, Black.
Deadshot's in there, but it's nothing special. Yeah, but like,
okay.
Yeah, no, I just if you have
I always confuse it. Playing Arkham. I'm playing Arkham Asylum right now, but it's on the back burner because there's a game. There's a game out that we'll talk about a little bit later.
Oh, absolutely.
That's consuming my soul right now.
Oh, yeah. So
speaking of that game, too, that's why I'm calling bullshit on Sony's little thing that they're saying. It's almost like they're trying to lower the guard, saying that it's in the latter stages. Dude, this shit's barely like 3 years old, and there's no way that the PS5 is.
I'm telling you, rug pull scenario. Absolutely.
I believe them, to be honest, because the way that Xbox is already talking, they're going to be releasing a new fucking Xbox in the next 2 years, guaranteed. So, Sony's going to have to do the same thing. And it's not because it's not because they think they're not going to outsell them, which they fucking will because it's Xbox. But I think they're just going to be like, cool, we're going to do the same thing just to stick it to them. And they've probably already been developing it for a long time. And I think now, because of the way technology is, that the shelf life of consoles is going to go a lot quicker. Because I just think we're advancing too far or too fast in certain areas. That the reason they slowed down a lot and they didn't, and the shelf life is what it is because of chip shortage. But now that the chip shortage is going out, is finally coming, you know, coming back around, I think we're going to see better consoles a lot faster. That's what I'm thinking.
I can see business-wise it also being like more of like a phone life cycle they kind of aim for.
Yeah.
The upgrades are going to be not gigantic, but they're going to have options. And those old ones are still going to be supported for a time. So that seems to be the cycle that they want because they can keep pushing.
But even on a technology standpoint, there's no graphics cards that looks better than a PS5 right now. There's not, like, I'm talking like, yeah, you can up the frame rate, but like even that doesn't make the game look necessarily better. So it's like, are people going to want to drop $600 for that new console when it's just going to give you 120 frames instead of 60? You know, like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if the normal consumer
maybe they're already testing graphics cards that are just specifically for the next PS5 or the next PlayStation system. Oh. And so they're making breakthroughs. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever.
Well,
this is me with my tinfoil hat on right now.
I'm talking gigs, dude. Me and you on the fucking road. Yeah. Listen
up here, fuckhead.
Don't forget, too, that there's 8K capabilities advertised on like the PS5, right? What 8K game is there? There's nothing. Absolutely nothing.
That's true.
Right now
that's 8K. True.
So I mean, that's why it's weird, you know. Like PlayStation has always touted 10 year life cycles for their consoles, right?
True.
They've said
true.
PS2 to PS3 was 10 years, PS3 to PS4, all that shit, right? And like, I'm also, the only thing I kind of believe them about is their whole little, we're not releasing any major franchises until next year, because maybe they're kind of, then they're talking first party here. So like Ghost of Tsushima has to be that April 2025 one, or maybe a new Uncharted. I don't know. But they're kind
of
like.
I mean, The Last of Us 3.
Yeah, so, that too. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, there's, I maybe this is the chance for them to catch up in a sense too. They're going to release what they're going to release, you know, this year, like the reboots or whatever, if you will. And then after that, they're like, cool, then we're going to start pumping out the first party titles again or whatever.
I think most studios need to after the banger of 2023. They kind of need this to be one of the, like, oh, let's slow down a little bit kind of years.
Yeah, that's definitely, because the latter half of 2023 was all fucking new games, like back to back to back to back to back. Like, dude, a lot of
games I want to play. I just don't have any fucking time. And they're getting cheaper, and I'm like, shit, I could just get it right now. It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. it's tough being a gamer right now. But yeah. I mean, honestly, great stuff. I also, on the PS5 life cycle note, I just thought about this one thing too. Maybe not as big upgrades between cycles helps them also keep parity with any handheld they might do. Because I know Sony's trying to get into the handheld game again. Handheld PCs are getting bigger and bigger. Xbox is definitely already doing one. We've seen that leak already happen. So I think that's the next stage. Parity between the handheld and the console. And Nintendo's just going to fucking do Nintendo shit. So we'll see how that goes. There we go. That's some pretty good quick bits right there. We did it pretty quick. Florida Joker, you know, good job, buddy. I hope you get the job. Now we got some big old fucking news. And who wants to fucking? I'll do the Xbox one. I don't give a shit. Or no, I just did the quick bits.
I'll do the second one.
Okay.
All right. So there was some big Xbox news that was revealed today of all days that we kind of waited to record on, and it was kind of just a big dud. So Microsoft has been hyping up a big announcement for over a week that amounted to nothing we haven't heard before. They did confirm, though, that 4 first-party titles would arrive on PlayStation 5 and Switch, but they did not specify which titles those would be. Heavily rumored to be, like, Grounded, what was it, Sea of Thieves, Hi-Fi Rush, and then some other game I don't remember. But
yeah, it had, like, no-name fucking game. Yeah.
Yeah. They did, however, tell us which titles won't be coming multi-platform, reconfirming that Starfield and Indiana Jones will be Xbox exclusive.
Oh, Phil!
They also did announce that Diablo 4 would be the first Activision Blizzard game arriving on Game Pass with more to follow. And that's pretty much about it. They did also tout that their next-gen console is going to be a huge leap in bounds over this current generation, but it's all, I don't know. I don't believe them.
Yeah. How about you just keep Starfield and just give us Indiana Jones? How about that? Just come on.
Let me negotiate with you, Microsoft, please. Let's make a deal.
Look, nobody fucking cares about Starfield. Just give us Indiana Jones and we'll all be happy.
Who's making Blade? The Redfall guys? You can keep that one too. How about you?
Yeah, there you go. Well, keep that one too.
This whole week, dude, I don't know. I mean, you guys, I don't know if you guys knew or anything, but like this whole week, people are hyping and speculating that, oh my God, Microsoft's getting out of the console business. That's what their big announcement is. They did say that we have a big announcement on Thursday, making it sound like it was going to be some future changing announcement, and it wasn't. It was just like, oh yeah, we're going to put 4 first party titles on PS5 and Switch, but we're not going to tell you guys which ones yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. That was literally what people were waiting for.
We'll let you go to their directs and figure that shit out, because we're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it was. Thanks, Microsoft.
I hate it because honestly, the Xbox console system, it's not bad. There's so many things that they could do. There's so much potential, and they keep shooting themselves in the foot. It's very frustrating. Like, it really is.
Wait, so like the 100th fucking time we've said this on the podcast, you mean if they just focused on games, they'd be okay? Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Right? After they bought this all those fucking companies. Yeah, I'd like Cadby, to see some from the console, results. Right?
This is weird.
It'd be nice to see some results. Just saying.
Yeah. They're just stop, dude. Stop.
Oh, you know what?
Shut up and just make games. Shut up and make games. That should be their motto. From now on, I don't want to hear anything out of Microsoft's mouth unless it's, hey, we're shutting up and we're making games.
You know what else they did announce today, too, is that, like, they're like, hey, I think someone straight up asked them, or they read a comment that asked them about, like, hey, what do you guys think about Sony and Helldivers 2 taking, you know, the internet by storm? And they were like, yeah, you know, having an exclusive like Helldivers really doesn't help anyone. They were like kind of like saying like Sony should totally share it, and it's like, dude, it's on PC. I was like, what? Wow.
I like the tone with that one. That actually, you gave him the real like tiny dick energy tone right there.
Yeah. He was like, well, I don't know if it was Phil Spencer or one of the other big execs are like, well, no, gamers don't win when, you know, Sony kind of hogs exclusives like that. And it's like, just make a game like that and release it on your Xbox. It's weird. Yeah. It's like, that's what sells consoles.
Make fucking Divers of Hell. I don't know. Just make something. Do something.
Heck Divers. Like that meme. It's Heck Divers.
Like heck Divers. like that meme. Do something.
Poking it. Come on. Do something.
Yeah.
Come
on. Do something.
And maybe, like, again, like a completed game. Initially, like,
yeah,
because again, Halo Infinite, great game. I say this all the time. I wish it was like just that from the beginning.
At launch, yep.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a very different conversation, a lot more notoriety. But no, they gotta be all rushing the shit. Oof. Yeah, okay, more. That's just our weekly shit talk on Microsoft. There we go. We're back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it has to happen because they do stupid shit like this practically every week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Well, James, what we got with this other conglomerate fucking news?
Disney X Epic Games, The House of Mouse, and the Fortnite Boys, otherwise known as Fortnite, but we call it Fortnite around here, are teaming up to create an epic, no pun intended, entertainment universe. Disney is investing $1.5 billion to acquire an equity stake in Epic Games, where you can, quote, play, watch, shop, and engage with content, characters, and stories from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and more, end quote. Discuss. I wanted to share this because my boss got me back into Fortnite, and I've been having a lot of fun playing it, and I finally bought a really cool skin. It's Shredder. And so they're doing a whole they're doing a Ninja Turtles event right now. I haven't had the time to go back in and like get all the extra cool stuff, but they got me. Like, as soon as it's all Shredder, I need to buy that. They almost got me because of Super Bowl, they released the NFL skins again, so you can be like whatever player from your favorite team. And I almost bought that, but I'm glad I waited because Shredder was like $10, and I was like, hell yeah, Shredder. So yeah, they already have an insane amount of different. I haven't played it in such a long time, and so I re-downloaded it finally. And Alex was bringing this up last time when they were talking about their own version of Rock Band, which is, I played it finally. Oh. And yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's got like terrible music, but it's fun because it's exactly like you said, if your controller is the guitar or the bass or whatever it is. But they have so many different things now. They have a Lego mode where all your characters are little Lego characters and all that. And so this makes sense for them to have an additional hub where, like, kids can just go and Disney out. Like, it makes total sense.
It fits Disney's business model very well.
Exactly. And they're going to freaking get so many more microtransactions from all the horse shit that's going to be in there. So, like, I totally get it. And, you know, if they release even more Star Wars skins for Fortnite, I'll probably buy those, too.
I was going to say, just wait for around April. And I think, actually, it's going to be the next event. They kind of do it annually where they release Star Wars stuff where, like, you can actually get the lightsabers and shit. And those shits...
May the Force.
Yeah, it's so fucking fun because the lightsabers drop and like they're so OP that like if you have a lightsaber, you pretty much can't die unless you just suck at the game. But it's fun because I play it. That's when I play it most with my kids, is when the Star Wars thing drops because like, you know, I have the Vader skin and I think you can. Oh, yeah. Last year was earning Vader, and I think the year before that it was Boba Fett, I think. But like every year they have a skin you can learn.
Wait, you play as Boba Fett?
Yeah, I have Boba Fett. Yeah, you got Boba? Oh, dude, no.
That's awesome.
Can
you fire a rocket?
No, he doesn't have any of that. But it's just funny because he's there with they have special emotes too, to where like he pops down his little visor and shit, and then Vader does the Force and all that. But
yeah,
they have some you can earn and they have some you can buy, right? So
yeah,
every year they've done it. So yeah, like, you know, in a month or two they're probably gonna do it again. So
They do have the Ninja Turtles, and they have the ninja weapons and Raph's size. They're like super buff. Like you fall down, you come crashing down on everybody, and it jostles them. I killed a couple people with it. It's pretty cool.
That's but yeah, play so this fucking game, Jesus,
dude. Christ. It's like when they do so right now they have this. They have the way the map is set up. They have a area where it's Peter Griffin, and you get a shot. You have to kill him, and he's all buff. It's really funny. So I was gonna add that to the quick bit thing. So Seth MacFarlane made a joke about it because he was like, what? He's like, Fortnite can't afford the real Peter Griffin. They got to make him all buff. It was really funny. But yeah, so he's all buffed out. And anyway, you go kill him, and then you get a shotgun, a special epic shotgun that you can use on, obviously. Then it gives you a little medallion that like does something to your shield. But the funniest shit ever is, so for anybody who's not a big Family Guy fan, there's an episode where Peter keeps trying to race Joe around the world, and he keeps getting into different vehicles, and one of them is a Peter Chopper. And so it's just a helicopter with his face on it, and that's everybody's, like, when you fly in, that's their parachute. And so when you're falling in, I have my headphones on, and all I can hear is it's so good. And that, it's like this stupid shit, that's the stupid shit that, like, that now I'm more into than it is, like, the actual game itself. Yeah. I'm like, I just want to see all the dumb shit that they put in this game and see all the skins, like Alex said. Like, I killed Vader, and then I got killed by Solid Snake. It was really funny.
Disney does own The Simpsons. I'm just saying, dude.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I will throw my whole paycheck at that fucking game if they give me homework.
You're like, oh, what? Send your ding-dong. Fuck it. Let's go.
Oh, dude. give me Homer, and give me Duffman, and, like, I don't even... Krusty? Give me Krusty.
Jesus. Yeah, fucking wow. Radioactive Man, dude.
There's so many in Fallout Boy. But yeah, so there's
Jillikers. It has to be the Mickey Rooney one, though.
Yeah, yeah, right. Jimmy Jillikers. But there's this makes sense, and there's so much more they can do, especially if they start bringing in, like, Pixar characters. I don't know if they have before, but
no, I don't think they have any yet.
But, dude, imagine just cruising around as Mr. Incredible. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Freaking Sully. Come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think as far as Disney, they haven't done, I don't believe they've done any pure Disney characters. They've only done Marvel and Star Wars. And then they have a whole bunch of anime ones, too. Like, yeah, the Dragon Ball Z event was pretty fun. Yeah.
I got killed by Vegeta the other day. I was like, wow.
Yeah. You could pick up a Kamehameha and that shit just wrecks everything. Like, oh, I love doing that. These kids were building, I think I played with my kids, and these kids were building hotels, and I just had a Kamehameha. So, like, I just used the Kamehameha and I just blew up their entire hotel. It was funny. But yes. Yeah, they do every couple months. They change that shit up.
Okay. Well, we'll to the Epic Games, add fucking Guts, you cowards. Let's fucking
do it. Oh, my God.
Oh, you not just get that. This, my bad.
Fortnite Eclipse. Just, let's go.
You just get this giant sword and you're just killing everything.
Oh, the eclipse happens and all these fucking demons come out and shit. That's great.
That would be horrifying.
That'd be awesome. Okay. Right, maybe I'll have to re-download it on one of these fucking platforms one of these days. We shall see.
Zero build mode, dude. That's it.
All right.
Yeah, that's all you need. Yeah. Don't do the normal mode. No, I don't. The normal mode. The normal mode is straight bullshit. Yeah.
No, I've seen my nephews play, and it's frustrating. Yep. It's frustrating watching it. I'm like, nah, I don't want to do that. That didn't look fun. That looks really no.
Zero mode though is good. The gunplay is nice. It's okay. Nice and tight, dude.
We'll
nice.
See. Maybe I'll buy myself just, a little fucking skin or whatever it is. Well. All right. Well, that's the news. A quick one this week, and we only have one leaky rumor, which I'll just go ahead and take over right now. It's kind of an okay rumor. Pokemon Gold and Silver remakes. What? ! What? Well, rumblings circling on the internet that the Switch will be receiving remakes of Gold and Silver, but with a catch. Gotta catch on. Yeah, okay. The games will be in the style of Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, and will allegedly be called Let's Go Wooper and Let's Go Togepi. Thoughts? Boy, that's stupid.
What the fuck is a Wooper?
Wooper is, like, totally not a deserving Pokemon of that.
Yeah, hold on, I gotta look this up, Jamie.
Look him up.
Yeah. Oh, that thing. That's Wooper?
Yeah.
Most useless fucking Pokemon.
That thing looks stupid.
He's not a mascot in any fucking way possible.
It should have been Let's Go Wobbuffet, dude. That guy's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wobbuffet has been great.
So who was the other big Pokemon that they introduced in Gold and Silver that's like Eevee? I mean, like Togepi.
There was, like, one other one people were saying, like, oh, it should have been this fucking one instead.
Fuck, who was it, though? Let's Go... It's not... Well, it should have been Let's Go Luiga or whatever. The Lugia? Legendaries, dude. Fuck it. Not fucking Wooper and Togepi. Who the fuck cares about them?
Man, Togepi's fine. Togepi's fine.
Togepi was in the show. Togepi was all right.
Yeah. Togepi's
I don't know what the hell. I've seen pictures of Wooper, but I don't know what a Wooper does, so.
Maybe it's for the memes, you know? Maybe it's probably for the memes. They're just like, fuck it. Let's do the weirdest fucking most common fodder Pokemon we can. Maybe some fucking nerds will buy that game because they know it's not going to sell as much. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but, I was hyped for full-on remakes, but not in that style. That style was whatever to me. I remember trying to get into Let's Go Pikachu, and it just didn't do it for me at all.
Yeah, I mean, I understand they're polished games. They're very, but at the same time, no. Yeah, I'm sorry. But oh, the other one was Azurill.
The little blue Pikachu looking.
Remember, because he was, when we were kids, it was rumored Pika Blue was what they were calling him before they figured out the actual name of it. I'm sorry. This Let's Go shit, that's not, to me, it's not worth it. Give me another Arceus style. Give me an ancient fucking Johto. I'm down, right? Because, you know, that'd be fun. But no, they're too afraid to do another Arceus style game. I don't get it. Those were great fucking games. Or it's one game, but still. Make two. Just fucking make two. It's fine. whatever, Nintendo. You know, Game Freak just doesn't want to do what we want. Because people will buy it anyways. But, you know?
True.
I mean, even though Power World isn't, like, as hot shit as it was a couple weeks ago, it still, you know, has the intrigue at least.
Shit, has more numbers than Suicide Squad, dude. That's very true.
Much more numbers. And you know what? If they can get away with the jank, you know? But yeah, sorry, Pokemon. You're not. In fact, Power World to me is still fun. I'm still popping here and there and still having a good time just walking around. So I can't say the same with Pokemon. I just am addicted to fucking catching shinies. If they didn't have shinies, I wouldn't touch it. So yeah, all right, that's fine. Whatever, Nintendo. I mean, I know Game Freak is going to call in the shots, but, you know, take care of your boys. Come on. So yeah. All right, that was our rumors. But we all have a lot of thoughts on what we are playing this week for sure. I'm going to go ahead and give you mine because I know you two are going to dive deep into your heck game.
Thanks for spoiling it for everybody.
Well, I bought Prince of Persia, the fucking 2D one. What's it called again? Prince of Persia.
I think it's called Prince of Persia. That's it, no?
Prince of Lost Persia. Crown, Lost Crown. Prince Lost of Persia, Crown. How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Yeah. Yes, Prince of Persia, How Stella Got Her Groove Back is really fucking good. This game, I don't know, what it's the first game of 2024, I feel, you know, it's a new game, obviously. But yeah, I found out I had a shit ton of GameStop points, so I was like, whatever. And then I had that $5 card, and I found it used already, because apparently the guy who turned it in, he was like, oh, I thought it would be like saved the time, and it wasn't, so fuck it. Yeah, and the girl was like, yeah, he just fucking gave it back. I'm like, okay, well, cool, I'll take it, whatever. So I got like a solid 20-something bucks off of this thing.
Nice. Man.
Well, it's only $40 too, right? Or 50? What did it launch at?
50.
Yeah.
I bought it for like 30. Yeah.
I'm very close to buying it because I'm interested. It looks good.
You borrow it when I'm done, dude. I'll let you have it.
I mean, that works.
Yeah, that works, because everyone should play this game. It is phenomenal. It's probably the best Metroidvania I've played since Metroid Dread. It's up there with that game. It's 100% up there with that game, which I'm so surprised by. Ubisoft knocked this bitch out of the park. It really did, and it's so expansive. Like, this game is huge. I feel like I put so many hours in already, and I feel like I've not scratched the surface of, like, what this game is. The combat's fantastic. The story, I was like, oh, it's pretty standard stuff, and then as it goes along, I'm like, fuck, that was a twist! Holy shit! And then it gets really fun, the voice acting is solid. It's just the enemy variety, everything works. It's so polished, no glitches, soundtrack's amazing. Perfect on the Switch. Like, honestly, playing portable and just dicking around while something's on TV or whatever it is. It's the ideal kind of game for it. Lots of save points. Map is not hard to follow at all. Like, it really is just a phenomenal game. I'm glad that I gave some money to this game, to Ubisoft for this shit, actually. Please make more games like this. This is a fantastic piece of software. And yeah, if you guys find it on sale or whatever you want, like I highly recommend picking this bitch up. It is just phenomenal. It's fun.
Would you say it was a quadruple A title and not what the fuck was the other Bones and Skulls or Skulls and
it's
Bones?
It's a
whatever that?
Quadruple A passion behind the development. I would say that because sure. I've seen the developers talk about this and they really like they basically snuck develop it, right? Like they kind of sneaky were just like, what if we show Ubisoft execs like what we kind of want to do? And the fact that they got the green light, like you can tell there was a lot of love that went into this game. So yeah, my only thing is you start off pretty weak, which you normally do in Retroidvanias, but if you've played the demo, you know kind of potentially what your character can do. And it was kind of weird being like, oh, I'm like a weak-ass motherfucker for a good bit here. But, like, once you start unlocking all the new moves and all the... Like, once the game really opens up after only a couple hours, it just... It's such a good flow to it. So, yeah. I'll let you guys borrow the game when I'm done with it. I'm going to try to finish it as soon as I can, actually, because it's really hard to put down. So, that's my thought. Prince of Persia.
Nice.
Yeah, sweet. Lost Crown. Good game. That's just a good game. So I think you guys are playing a good one too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I am spewing democracy all over the galaxy is what I'm doing, and I know that's what Alex is doing. I'm just gonna take it from him. But we're both playing Helldivers 2. We both played Helldivers the first one on PlayStation 4, and it was so much fun. And it was a top down, just bug infest. It was basically playing Starship Troopers the game, but now. Out of nowhere, like, nobody even saw this coming. Nobody even fucking knew. And then out of nowhere, Helldivers 2 announced. It got announced, and they announced that it was being transformed into a third-person shooter. And now it is quite literally Starship Troopers.
That's like, awesome, though.
It's so good. And the intro alone. I wish I could have replayed that intro. I wish there was a replay intro button. This is the only time I've ever said this in my life. I want to replay a gaming intro because
you can play the tutorial again.
No, I'm talking about the intro, the intro cinematic, not the...
Yeah,
not the tutorial. The tutorial is fine. I'm talking about the cinematic.
Yeah.
The cinematic... Oh, see, there you go. Okay, so if anybody's not convinced about this game, go watch that on YouTube, and I guarantee it will hype you up. Basically, if you've ever watched Starship Troopers and the beginning of the movie, when they're talking, I'm doing my part. It's basically that. It's so good. And yeah, they transformed it into third person, and it's just, it's crazier. I will say the downfall of it is there are some performance issues that people have been dealing with. Like the servers are crap, and it's sometimes a little bit hard to see people online or to join a game. I've gotten booted a few times, but obviously it's barely launched. They're gonna have those kinds of issues. Pretty much every game does anyway. So
that is more popular too than they anticipated, and they're probably gonna be
way more popular than anticipated. Yeah. And I think it's because people that are playing it now are barely getting introduced to the fact of what it really is. They're just paying homage to Starship Troopers. Mm-hmm. And the switch from top down to third person, like, what a fucking smart decision this has been. Like, it's so good. It's so fun. And I didn't know that there was a $40 version, and I accidentally bought the $60 version. So there's that. But it came with some extra.
You're a super
citizen. Yep. I'm a super citizen. That's my tag. My tag on the game is super citizen. So that's again, awesome.
I'm if doing you've my never, part.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. If you've never played Starship Troopers, if you've never watched it, you'll get that reference. But it's fucking awesome. So, yeah.
Okay, all right. What do you think,
Cordell? I'm doing the same thing. I mean, the thing that this game is, like, very unique about, too, is the fact that, you can't turn off friendly fire. Which is, like, that's the, like, even in the top-down twin-stick shooter from the first one, you can't turn off, friendly fire. So, it adds a new, you can't just spray and pray when these bugs are crawling all over you because your buddy... you'll kill your friend,
cool.
Right?
That's pretty fucking cool, actually.
And it's funny because, like, if I'm I was playing with our other friends, who are really assholes, who I don't want to name on here.
But, I'll name them, dude. They're called the Ramirai, dude.
Yeah, the Ramirai brothers, right? Chris and Mark, and we're playing with them, and I'm running into this bug infested thing to plant like a flag or some shit, right? And then all of a sudden I turn around and there's a beeping noise right next to me. It's because they threw a fucking airstrike right there.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And they're like, well, we thought you were gonna get out of the way. And I'm like, no, let me do the objective, and you just rack up some kills, buds.
Yeah, so, even worse than that. There's a so each planet has its own. I've only seen two different types of enemies, and just like the first one, there are different enemies in this one. So there's an enemy of robots, and on that planet, you're basically in Terminator. It's I'm not even kidding. There's so many references. Anyway, so I'm sitting on a turret, and there's a bunch of robots coming at us, and I'm literally shooting them, and I get shot in the back of the head. And I was like, "Did you just kill me?" And it was Chris, and he was like, "My bad. I thought you were a robot."
That's sounds like something they'd say.
I was so annoyed, but then I was laughing hysterically because it's like, this is like the only game where if you kill your buddy, it's just funny as hell. Because it's so, especially now in this one, they upped the amount of tools that you can use. So the airstrikes are really quick to come back. You have like, you have to bring in ammo. There's turrets. There's so many tools that you have because, like, really, it goes from 0 to 100. You'll be on a planet. All of a sudden, you're just overrun with bugs or overrun with robots. Whatever else is going on, the other enemies we haven't seen yet. So, exactly like Alex said, like, I've thrown out a turret and then Chris has dropped the airstrike on it. I'm like, oh, great, thanks. Yes. But it's just like, it happens so fast that you're just throwing shit out to like survive. But it's, as much as it sucks that Friendly Fire can't be turned off, it's like the quintessential co-op game. You have to play with somebody. You have to work together to beat it, and it's just so fun. It's so fun.
People are online right now saying too that it's like the best co-op game since like Left 4 Dead 2. So
yeah.
It's like, really? Yeah, it's that, like you have to, praise. You have to play with your, it's extreme, like it's fun with randoms, but it gets put to another level when you're playing with your friends. Like,
yeah,
it just, with you and your buds on there, and it's just like, it kicks it up a notch. And then also online too, what they're saying. So this is the first big PlayStation release that has simultaneously launched, you know, with
PC, that's
PC right. And PS5, right? So the Steam numbers alone. Right? Yeah. This isn't even accounting for PlayStation 5 players.
They destroyed Power World.
Yeah. That's yeah. It. So it right now, as of 2 hours ago, the all-time peak was reached, which is 217,000 people playing this game today only on Steam. So that's not even counting PS5.
Yeah.
And everyone is like, man, this, like, you know, like Sony might even do hand-in-hand releases now because of this game. And like you said, it came out of nowhere.
It really was fun.
Good job.
Yeah, yeah. When they announced it, I think it was E3, or did they do a showcase?
It was earlier in 2023. They did it. It was a state of play.
Yeah. But when we saw the logo, we freaked out. We were like, no fucking way. And then even then, I was like, oh my God, Helldivers 2. I was already
ready for... Oh, you were on it. We have evidence of this, of you being like, yes. Ah, fucker, let's go.
Yeah. Yep. Well, because I thought it was going to be like just a sequel, another top down. But then when they showed third person, I was like, get the fuck out of here. And it just added an extra layer of... It's such a fun game, and everybody who hasn't played it, like you haven't even played the first one, just get this one. It's just it's so fun. It's so fun.
There's also too. It's not just, you know how games nowadays, co-op games, you can go revive your buddy by just holding down a button, very almost like brain dead type of shit. Where you're like, all right, I'll save you. This one, you have to put in commands, like you have to call down everything you do, like support for airstrikes, support for turrets, reviving your buddies. You need to put in like a Hadouken level type of input, right? Like down, up, down, left, right, and you have to do that in real time while you're fighting bugs off, and it adds another layer of like stress and anxiety to it, because you're like, oh fuck, I fucked it up, I'm sorry, and then they're all yelling at you in the mic to, you know, hurry up. And yeah, that's the kind of co-op game it is. It's awesome.
Okay.
So for people like me who are 100% inept at fighting games, it's really hard to do that when you're getting fucking barreled down by bugs. And Chris is like, dude, go back and play Street Fighter. I was like, I don't like Street Fighter. And I'm like trying to call him out, and I'm just getting wrecked from behind. But again, the tension is up there, and it makes you laugh because you die and you're like, shit. And yeah, it's just they really took this game and they just made it 10 times better. Again, the only negative right now is the performance issues or whatever it is, whatever's going on with like the servers, but they'll iron that out. So
yeah, what big launch nowadays doesn't have that shit? Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And exactly like you said, I don't think they anticipated how many people were going to buy this game, and a shit ton of people bought this game, and a shit ton of people are playing it right now.
Meanwhile,
so.
Rocksteady is just fucking punching the air. They're just punching the air. They're like, what? Come on.
So,
we can put bugs in our game too.
So because this is me and James, you know, win as well. I just want to say too, that another aspect of this game that is funny is like the moments that it creates, right? Like that's mm-hmm. why I love this type of game, because I honestly have not been able to play it a lot. I've only probably played it like maybe a total of like 4 hours over the past week when I think I bought it on Monday, right? So I played like two sessions, and there is a what the fuck is it called? Anti-personal mind tool that you can call down, right? So what it does is it comes down and you throw it like a grenade, and then it spins up in the air and it just starts spitting out a whole bunch of mines, right? Like, okay. Like it just spins in a circle and it just throws the mines everywhere, okay? So in, I think it was me, my cousin PJ, and Chris, it was like maybe my third time playing and I barely unlocked that. And I was like, you know what? Let me try this because I just unlocked it, guys. Like, just, I, you know, there's friendly fire. Just stay out of the way, right? We drop down. Like, it, honestly, Flynn, it's kind of like, imagine ODST, but, like, you get to drop in a pod and choose where you fall, right?
Okay.
So we fall in this planet.
Now you're speaking my language, yeah.
Yeah, Chris picks some. You know, it's like, it's a big map, and he was just like, you know, stupid Ramirez stuff, and just be like, you know, I'm feeling this area right here, boys. And he just marks the map. We drop in, and we drop in on a bug nest that's already, there's these three big-ass bugs that are there. We pop out of our pods. They're there, just already start spewing, like, vomit on us and shit. So everyone's running around, shooting, fucking screaming. I throw down my mines on, like, the hive of bugs, mm-hmm. and it starts spitting out the mines, and, like, they're big blinking red lights, and I'm like, all right, guys, don't go to that area because I just threw down my mines, right? And I turn around and all of a sudden I just hear like a ba-boom, and I look back and it's Chris, and he's like, oh fuck, I didn't see that. And I'm like, all right, here, I'll revive you. And I throw him back down, and I revived him in the mine. I threw his pod in the minefield, so that's where he yes. respawned. And as soon as he stepped out of the pod, ba-boom again, and it's and I'm wow. just sitting there dying laughing while my cousin PJ is like trying to figure out how to call down a fucking machine gun. And like, it's just, yeah, this
it
game is
like
just
chaos.
Yeah,
it is
chaos, and it's I love it. Yeah,
yeah. So again, like I have Twitter open, and then IGN just posted a video, and it says Helldivers 2 is a lot of fun to play, but even more fun to watch clips of people having a good time playing. And it's quite literally a collection of everybody just killing each other. And it's just stupid shit like that. But again, it's a game where you can't really get mad at getting killed because it's yeah. just part of the game.
Yeah.
Like you just sit there and you're just laughing your ass off about it. So when you drop
it's
back
about
in,
what's fair.
Yeah. When you drop in, you're able to like guide your little pod or whatever. And so there was a video of this giant bug and they just wrecked it with landing into it with their pod. So it's stuff like that. Like it's like these extra little spices of life that they added to the game to make it so much better. And it's so fun. Yeah. It's like, I already said it and I'm going to stick to this. This is probably going to be a game of the year nominee for sure.
Damn. We were playing some bangers in the beginning of 2024. Holy shit.
Yeah, I know, this, but this dude, yeah. they really they really upped the game, pun intended, yeah. with this one, for real. Okay. Like, they really did. And like you said, with the chaos, it is yeah. pure chaos, and especially even worse because of all of the extra stuff they give you to throw out. And you're literally, like, fighting back hordes of enemies, and you're throwing out a turret, or you're throwing out a supply pack for your buddies, or you're killing each other. It's just, it's fucking chaotic, and it's so fun.
Okay, well, I'm almost done paying the tax, man. So you know what? Maybe the PS5 is coming.
Dude, get it just to play this. Get it just to play this, for real.
I do need a 4K Blu-ray player, so, you know, that also, it'll be a double purchase. It'll be good.
There you go.
This is one of those multiplayer games that is pure. They straight up said today, I believe the developer said, like, we're not doing PvP because the way that this game is we designed it for PvE co-op, right? Mm. Like, you guys team up and you fight the computer. And they were like, yeah, we're not going to cater to people just because they want PvP. Like, no, this is our game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can see that it's taking over the internet just the way it is. We don't need to try and make it something it isn't.
So, and didn't they announce that all of the updates are going to be for free as well?
Yeah. So that was a thing we didn't even touch on, is the fact that it comes with a battle pass.
Ooh,
and
yes,
you unlock things for your characters, like guns and different capes and different armor, by just playing the game and getting these things called like war bonds, which are basically tickets. The more objectives you do, the more you get. And mm-hmm. there's two tiers. There's two passes that are like the first pass, which is I think 10 pages. So there's 100 things to get.
Damn.
And it's basically, yeah, it's basically like Fortnite. So there's two different tiers. You can pay for the pass, which is, I think it was included in James's
Super Citizen. Yeah, it was.
Right? Yeah.
So I didn't even know. I thought the game was $60 and I just bought it. And I was like, oh, there's a cheaper version. Whoops. But I didn't care. Like, this is like, I'll easily give this game $60 if it was just
$60. Yeah. And you probably would have got the pass with the amount of fun you're having anyways, right?
Yeah. I mean, really, though, really.
Yeah, so there's the free pass is there to play and just unlock shit, which adds another layer. Like, people were saying it's pay to win, but it's not. Like, you have to play the fucking game. Yeah, it's dude. In this day and age. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can buy, like, the tokens and stuff or the money, whatever it is. But, like, you really – it's a lot of cosmetics. And there's certain guns that you can buy, sure, but not all of them are great guns. Mm-hmm. So it's not, like – it's not pay to win in the sense that, like, all of a sudden you're going to be able to unlock, like, this ultimate great gun, because every gun has a different play style to it. Like, there's a shotgun that sucks ass if you're not, like, right up on them. And then it has a really low fire rate. But if that's your style, if you're running in there and you want to just be in the shit shotgunning, absolutely go for it. But then there's, you know, there's a machine, like the base machine gun. I already bought like 3 or 4 weapons, and the base machine gun to me is still the best. So I feel like it's not play to win on that. Like, all of the extra stuff that you can get, the microtransactions, if you will, just give you better cosmetics, in my opinion. So it's like, if you're going to do that, fine, you're going to do that. But it's definitely not like a situation where you're so much more buffered than everybody else, because you still have to level, and you have to use the in-game currency no matter what to unlock the stratagems, which are the things you throw out. And that's not pay to win. You have to play the game to unlock money in the game to get those things. So
you gotta have some skill. That's how you get your shit. By earning it, goddammit.
Yeah. So these developers, like, that's why it's my win too, is because, like, these developers know, I forgot their name off the top of my head, but they know that they had a good thing going with the first one. But they said themselves, it's like, yeah, even though the first one was a hit, we didn't feel like we're going to, like, just milk people for their money, right? Like, we have to earn their trust every game. And even then, we always will present options to the gamer to where, if you just want to play the game and unlock free stuff, go ahead here. And then if you want to pay money, we'll throw in another tier for you guys with some, you know, gnarly looking cosmetics. But they're not going to make it to where you have to pay for each battle pass, at least from what I read, I believe. So,
that makes sense. That's the mark of a good developer. I think whatever the future products they have, it's going to give that same kind of effort. I think they know also, if they even have a little bit of microtransaction option in there and there's good game, you're going to have a bunch of whales there to support the thing anyways, right?
Yeah,
there will always be money. You will always be fine. So, nice. No, that's a hell of a win. Hell of a game. Holy shit. We were all playing some good shit this week. Holy fuck. Nice.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's my win too. I mean, it's just what everything they've done with it is everything that when a sequel comes out, that's what they should do. Not break the mold of what it is, but just add some extra stuff to it and give us a different take on it, if you will. That's why we like Spider-Man 2 so much, because it was essentially the same game, but they just upped the ante on the story and, you know, the extra stuff that they gave you as Spider-Man. And that's the same with this. They just made it third person and gave you extra stuff. And it's just so fun.
Nice. Very, very, very nice. Well, fuck, I want to play this now. Again, one day, hopefully soon, likely soon, we'll see. But my win is live and learn. Okay, I'm done. Just have to get one more time because I love that song. And then my one other win actually is, I don't know if you guys know this, but Nintendo did release their numbers. It was last week. And it's looking like the Switch might actually become the best-selling console of all time. So, way to go,
Nintendo. Hey.
They are only, I think, 10 million or something away. Like, some very small number.
Yeah,
that's it?
Yeah, they have, like, 139. But they had a much bigger Christmas or holiday than they... Like, way bigger, apparently. Mm. And I guess if the things keep going the trajectory it is... Like, if the Switch is on the shelf for another year, maybe a year or two... even a discount, whatever it is, it's looking like it's gonna be the best-selling console of all time. So, hey,
yeah,
nice. I don't know people who don't have Switches. Most people I know have it. So,
even our boy Leo finally got one.
Leo probably fucking put the number over 139 right there, dude. He was the last one.
That was him. Yeah, it was all him.
It was Leo right there, dude. Still not fucking having Smash Brothers, fucking guy. Yeah. Anyway, so that's my win. I got a pretty big fail that's gonna make James sad, actually. So I'll lead into that one. My first fail is no time to play games, because
that doesn't make me sad.
I'm going through a little career thing right now, which is it's good stuff. And fine, whatever. Be happy for me. It's fine. But this one is, yeah, we'll fucking enjoy this news to any piece of shit. So, Disco Elysium developer.
No!
James, after pushing out the writing team for Disco Elysium due to a hostile investor coup, which is very recent, they are now, unfortunately, laying off a core staff. And canceled the new game from the team. So it looks like that developer is pretty much dead in the water.
Fucking sucks.
They got iced out by
some, I'm okay. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. This just in.
What? Okay.
Is that your fail now?
Yeah. Yeah. So my fail was just going to be another like dig at Kill the Justice League, but now this just in, the Disco Elysium staff layoffs is now my fail of the month. Yeah, that really sucks, because I was
calling it a tragic waste of potential.
Unfortunately, dude. Like, yeah. And there was so much buzz around the sequel and or whatever else they were gonna make. That sucks.
Yeah.
Man, now I'm really upset.
I'm sorry, man. This actually just dropped like a few hours ago. Dude, so, yeah.
And I've been preaching about this game for I don't know how long. Mm. But the moment you guys actually play it and finish it, you're gonna feel this too, because that really fucking sucks. And that is a huge waste of talent, because Disco Elysium is an RPG unlike anything I've ever played in my life, and it's a top three game for me all time because of the story.
I remember you were saying,
and that really sucks, man. I was really hoping for the sequel. That's a super huge bummer. Damn.
Yeah. It's a power struggle, man. Power struggle. Unfortunately, it looks like the creative team just didn't have. I don't think they had the know-how to handle such the success they had and have investors take over. It be a whole monetization aspect of it. I think corporate takeover really fucked them on this one, really bad.
That sucks so bad, because God, what a game. God, what a game. Mm-hmm. Man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, silver lining, though, I think the team themselves, the writing staff, did form their own studio.
I was going to say, this has happened before, and other, you know, they've gone on to make spiritual successors, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, dude, the writing staff, that's fine. Just keep them together and let them do whatever, and it's going to be good, because, again, that story is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, that team is still trying to do stuff. Unfortunately, I think, let me look back when they announced this collaboration. Don't even fucking say. Okay. Yeah, since 2022. Okay, so, you know, it's been a little bit. Actually, the last update was March 2023, so that was almost a year ago. They haven't confirmed anything yet. But that doesn't mean they aren't working on something. It just means they're in early infancy as a company. So we'll see. But as far as, like, you know, the actual Disco Elysium full-on team, yeah, they got fucked. They just got fucked by Wall Street.
That would have been, like, my fail of the year if I heard about that.
It happened now.
So, whatever. You know, whenever
it happens. 2024 fail of the year. We'll see how the year goes.
It already is, dude. Yeah, I went from my game of the year nomination to my fail of the year in one fell swoop.
Wow.
Jeez, that sucks.
A pendulum swing right there.
It is.
Sorry, dude. I knew. I was like, okay, you're going to talk shit about me not having time to play games. So, well, fuck you. That news.
Yeah, it is. Is that how you get your kicks? That's how you get your kicks.
Seeing people get laid off, that's how he gets his kicks, dude.
He's like, hey, I got this brand new great job, but fuck all those people that just got laid off. Yeah.
You know who doesn't got a job? James's favorite game.
Wow. You know what, dude?
I hope
karma takes a fucking bite out of your ass, Fwen. How dare you?
It already has, James. I'm just barely recovered from the last ass biting.
Well, good. I hope you get ass bit again for making fun of it.
I hope you get ass bit. I'm sorry.
All right, anyway.
What do you have?
Let me try to see. Soothe the burn here, guys. My fail is I saw that Nintendo they're cowards, as we all know. They're absolute cowards. They are going after Pal World fan-made merchandise. Meaning that they are going after fans who are making like Pow World shirts, Pow World crafts or something, and giving them cease and desist orders when that's not even their game. Yeah, no. So Nintendo's are full-blown cowards. They can catch these hands if I see Miyamoto on the street, do it on site. Tell him that. Hey, right
nah,
now.
Nah, nah, nah. You leave Miyamoto alone, all right? You get one of the fucking accountants. If you see an accountant working for Nintendo or
no, lawyer, one of the lawyers, dude. Yeah, the lawyers.
Them.
Yeah.
You go after them. You leave Miyamoto alone. He's old now. He's got a wig job.
Yeah. No, that shit just made me laugh because I'm like, wow, dude. Like, they're really, really, like, either just annoyed by this game or they're just, like, scared of it to where they're going to be like, hey, stop making those. Mm-hmm. And, like, people are like, it's not even
Pokemon. You'll stop having
fun.
Yeah,
it's like, it's not even Pokemon. It's fucking. So that made me laugh.
they're probably scared of it for sure.
Oh, I think so, too. I definitely do. Because, I mean, even the Power World, I think, got affected by Helldivers 2. I don't think it's out of the game just yet. Like, a couple good updates.
Yeah, it's still coming out with updates and shit.
Yeah. If they do some, you know, cool new update, people are going to go back to it. But, I mean, it's, I don't know, whatever. The Helldivers 2 is just great. So.
Yeah. No, it was good. With the exception of the last bit of fail here, you know, good month. So,
no, it's not a good month.
What about our absurd headline? Who wants it? James, I think this was your story.
Yeah, I'm putting this in there because Alex protested, but I don't care because it's funny. So, out of nowhere, apparently Taco Bell launched their own version of E3, where they were basically showing off food items in front of a packed arena, much like games are shown at E3. But instead of obviously being a game trailer and celebrities, they had their executives standing out there and introducing videos of these new food items. And it's so oddly timed and also hilarious that their marketing team was like, okay, so E3 just died, but we're gonna do a Taco Bell version of E3.
Dude, you didn't even put the name.
I don't know the name.
Taco in it. They hosted it in Vegas during the Super Bowl. That's how.
Okay, so
how much Taco Bell don't give a fuck? They straight up said Taco Bell hosted its Must Live 2024 event.
Wow. No, it's Live Must Live 2024.
Is it? Oh, this fucking website's bullshit. Then this website says Must Live.
Live Must Live.
Oh, it is Miss Live. Yeah. My bad.
So. It's just so funny. I think it's so funny. Like, it's so ironic the fact that, like, Taco Bell and gamers is, like, you know, connected forever and ever and ever. Yeah. And then they're like, we're going to have our own E3 because E3 is dead. And they're just showing off food items. Like,
The Baja Blast Pie. And they also had Taco Bell's head chef, Liz Matthews, there. And she said, this is honestly the best thing I've ever eaten, which is a truly gripping statement.
Oh, my
God. And also, they're revealing a Crunchwrap with Cheez-Its inside of it coming in.
Oh, I saw that.
That's some good fucking news right there.
And they're doing Baja Blast Gelato. That's also going to be releasing. So.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I'm hungry.
I don't know. I found this so damn funny. And obviously, like, I got hit with the headline, and I just started laughing, but it was like, one of the headlines I saw was like, Taco Bell had their own E3 out of fucking nowhere.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I feel like this also probably makes Jeff Keighley very happy that other people are now just dumping on E3's grave. That he won.
Yeah,
he probably had Taco Bell that fucking day.
Yeah. It's just funny because it's the same exact format, and it literally looks like E3. Like, go watch the video or just see a screen cap of it, and it looks like E3, but it's fucking Taco Bell.
Watch that be the new, that's going to be the new 2024 wars, dude, is all the fast food places trying to have their own events now.
Oh my God.
So good.
So good. Well, fuck. That was absurd. I would say that's actually pretty absurd. I had one more absurd one, actually, but. Nah, fuck it. I got one more absurd. I do want your guys' take on it before we leave.
Okay.
Diablo 4's hellish microtransactions go from bad to worse with a $65 horse bundle that costs more than the game itself.
Yeah. I think I saw that too. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Blizzard.
Yeah. That makes sense.
No longer microtransactions. I think that's a macro transaction. That's a big one.
I heard too that they're offering like $30 portals to change your color of just your portal for $30, and it's like,
oh my god,
who in the blue hell will fucking pay that? Like who? I want to know who has enough money to just be like, you know what? I don't like this blue portal. I'm gonna turn it to fucking purple.
They got
to
do
like
the Baja Blast portal.
So I was obsessed with Marvel Snap for quite a bit, and they had the ultimate microtransaction. It was like a $100 pack, and it was just a different version of a card, and not even like anything that mattered. And people, I was like, who the fuck is buying this? And there were people buying it because was up, it was on the store for a long time. It probably still is, but it's just, dude,
it's absurd.
Yeah.
I would say that for sure. Well, it was a fun time. Wow, there's a lot of fuckery happening in 2024, and I think there's going to be a little bit more. Catch us in 2 weeks. I'm pretty sure Nintendo Direct's going to happen between then if other rumors are going true, but, I mean, we'll fucking see. But with that, this has been the NPC Gaming Podcast, a production of the Horrible People's Network. I have your host signing off here, Anthony Fuentes of the Horrible People's Podcast. You can catch us doing Trash Month this month. James is our month co-host here, so we're having a lot of fun there. And then my birthday picks are going to be popping in the beginning of March, and it is going to get fucking weird. James, where can they find you?
You can also find me on the Horrible People's Network as part of the Turning Tables podcast, which is a live D&D campaign. So go give that a listen. I play a barbarian. It's a lot of fun. I bonk shit. Go give that a listen. And you can also find me on my very first and only solo podcast, which is the Retired Mosher podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at Retired Mosher Pod. I have a couple episodes out. I'm still trying to do episode 3, but I am dealing with back issues still. So that will be out very soon. But please go listen to Trash Month on the Horrible People's Podcast, because it is a month of terrible horror movies curated by me.
That's
and
true.
So far, we've had one really fun one and one really shitty one. And I'm expecting the other two to be equally as shitty, so please go give that a listen, because it's a lot of fun.
Cheaper. They look much cheaper.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, the upcoming one is going to be terrible. I can just I sense it.
You should watch that today. That's going to be fun. Okay, boy, wow, that's fun. All right, Cordova, what you got?
Well, actually, big announcement, guys. I was tired of not plugging anything. We're fucking 26 episodes in. I was tired of just saying, like, I'm here, man. Like, you know, it's getting old, guys. So I actually started my own little, like, gaming profile on Instagram just to post, you know, gaming pictures or like, clips that, because, you know, like, especially with Helldiver 2 coming out, I'm probably going to be posting some of these because, I mean, you know, nowadays with just being able to share shit with the push of a button is like, you know, I can put together some clips for everyone. So I'll be, you know, it's going to be like a gaming profile just for whatever. If you guys want to go check it out, it'll be, you know, photos and videos. So
and memes, that's just, show the memes.
Yeah. Stories are going to be memes and shit, but it's going to be called just Big Bang Cordova, my gamer tag on pretty much everything. Steam, all right. PlayStation, all that. So it's all one word. Yeah. You guys want to go check it out. Instagram, Big Bang Cordova, and if, you know, if it gets going, I might make a YouTube channel or something and just put clips on there too, so see how that goes. It's like a week old right now, but I got stuff in the works for it, videos and whatnot.
Look
so.
At that, a little content team over here. Hey. Alrighty. Well, with that, thank you all for listening. Let's see how fucking the rest of the gaming 2024 goes, but you'll be here with us for all of that. See ya. Peace out.
Later.